With your Radio On The Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin. Taking a look at today's scorecard, final from the Class 2A state tournament in Carroll, Iowa. Unity Christian winners over Clarinda 6-2. Other games today going on from Merchants Park in Carroll for the Class 2A state tournament. Van Meter doing battle with Davis County. Centerville meeting up with New Hampton. And Comanche against Denver. It was a special season this summer for HD Cal Bulldogs softball as they made it all the way to the Class 3A Region 5 final with an extremely young squad. After losing five seniors from last year's team, plus the added challenges of a season following the COVID-19 pandemic, it would have been hard to predict how this Bulldog team would react, but they responded in the best way possible, getting out to a sizzling start, going 4-1 with big wins over AGWSR in Clear Lake. The momentum went back and forth throughout the middle of the season. However, when it was winning time late in the season, the Bulldogs came through, winning five in a row to end the year before falling to second-ranked Mount Vernon in the Class 3A Region 5 final by the final of 12-0. The team had a good mix of players from several different classes chipping in this season, all led by junior Avery Hansen. Hansen wasn't just the pitching ace for the Bulldogs. She also led the team in batting average, slugging percentage, and home runs. Hansen's big year at the plate was complemented by a breakout season from 8th grader Aubrey Showalter. The youngster stepped in and batted .455 while slugging .618 in her first season with the team. Add in 30-plus hits and 15-plus RBIs each from sophomore Kylie Whipple and freshman Aspen Harlan, and the Bulldogs posted one of the deadliest batting lineups in the area. Then they backed that up with Hansen in the circle on defense. Hansen posted a 15-8 record with a 2.38 ERA and 180 strikeouts to just 44 walks on the season. This all culminated in a 15-9 overall mark and a third-place finish in the North Central Conference, just a half game out of second. Bulldog head coach Kelsey Enslin took a moment to look forward and set some high goals for next year's team.
Well, yeah, right away, I think it's, right away the girls were like, we want that to be us. We want to be holding that banner. We want that. So obviously state's a goal. And I would say definitely trying to win our conference. Those would be two pretty big goals going forward. And as far as our returners go, I mean, yeah, we have Avery, who has so much experience at the plate or at the mound. And so having her, I know she's right away, she's like, off-season starts tomorrow. You know, she's ready and she wants that. And she's going to work hard all off-season to get even better on the mound. And then, yeah, you have Aubrey, who actually is going to have some experience out there now. And all of our kids, you know, we had last year our left fielder, our center fielder, they all graduated. So, you know, Addie, Courtney, yeah, they're juniors, but they didn't have a ton of experience. And now we have kids that have experience. And they don't have to question so much. Now we're refining things moving forward.
It was a fun season for HD Cal softball, and it seems like there is more excitement in store for this program moving forward. Keep an eye out for more recap stories of local area teams on 104.9 KLMJ as the summer sports season comes to a close. Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their academic all-state softball teams for this past season, which wrapped up last week in Fort Dodge. Three AGWSR Cougar athletes were named to these teams: Alyssa Hames, McKenna Cooper, and Taylor Spurfslagi. In addition to the trio of Cougars, two other area athletes were honored, both from South Hardin High School, Rachel Rozonke and Madison Mayfield. Congratulations to those five girls, our area nominees and selections for the academic all-state softball team from the Iowa Girls Coaches Association. We know the boys' state tournament getting going from Carroll yesterday and today. Tomorrow, Class 3A and 4A will start out from Duane Banks Baseball Stadium in Iowa City, and we'll recap those brackets with you now. In Class 3A, the top seed is Marion. They'll do battle with ADM. Central DeWitt is the 4, and they'll face off with 5th seed Waverly Shell Rock. That game coming up tomorrow at 11 a.m. 2 seed is Xavier, battling the 7 seed Mock Floyd Valley, and the 3 seed in Class 3A is Wallert Catholic, set to face off with 6 seed Winterset. Up to Class 4A, they'll get started on Thursday. Top seed is Pleasant Valley, doing battle with the 8 seed Ottumwa. 4 seed is Dowling Catholic. They'll face off with 5th seeded Prairie. The 2 seed is Ankeny, and they'll face off with 7 seed Waukee. And the 3rd seed Johnston will battle 6 seed Dubuque Hempstead. Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum says an appearance at Big Ten Media Days is a sign that the season is near. The Hawkeyes open up preseason camp in less than 2 weeks.
I think all the guys here are excited to get going, excited to get to fall camp. Hopefully, practices go well. Guys are going to be competing, and then, we're going to put our best 11 guys out there on offense and best 11 guys out there on defense. We can't be more excited.
The Hawkeyes are coming off of a 6-2 finish during a COVID-shortened 2020 season, and Linderbaum says a challenging schedule awaits.
If you came here to think that every game was going to be easy except one or two, then you're wrong. Kids are coming in. They're recruiting better than ever. So we're excited for the opportunity. We know every Big Ten game is going to be tough, and we can't wait to show what Iowa football is all about and, hopefully get on top and get back here to Indy.
As a preseason All-American, Linderbaum is expected to be the next in a long line of highly decorated offensive linemen at Iowa.
You walk into our meeting room and you look up on the wall, you got some of the greats to ever do it and who have had successful careers in the NFL as well. And just to be able to represent the Hawks and be a lineman for the program is something special, and it's something that I don't take for granted.
Iowa opens their season at home against Indiana on September 4th. UNI head softball coach Ryan Jacobs has announced the hiring of Garrett Fernell as the team's new assistant coach. Fernell joins Jacobs and Monica Wright, a staff who were honored as the 2021 MVC Coaching Staff of the Year. Fernell will serve as the outfield and hitting coach after the departure of J.J. Reimer following the 2019 season. He's previously served as an assistant coach at Ohio University, University of North Carolina Wilmington, Presbyterian College, and the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Fernell is an experienced hitting coach while also developing infield and outfield defense, overseeing day-to-day operations, and leading recruiting efforts. Fernell was a 2010 graduate of Marshalltown Community College and earned his bachelor degree from Iowa State in 2013. 9 head coaches of University of Iowa intercollegiate athletic programs have received contract extensions. The announcement was made by Gary Barta, Henry B., and Patricia B. Tippy, Director of Athletics Chair. Head coaches in the sports of men's basketball, wrestling, baseball, women's soccer, women's basketball, women's golf, softball, field hockey, and women's tennis had their contracts extended. A number of assistant coaches in several sports also received contract extensions. The overall success of Iowa Athletics in 2020-2021 included 6 Big Ten Conference championships, the NCAA National Championship in wrestling, and an NCAA Final Four appearance by field hockey. Hawkeye teams won Big Ten titles in soccer, women's gymnastics, wrestling, and men's track and field in both indoor and outdoor seasons. Iowa's final ranking in the Learfield IMG College Director Cup, a finish of 30th, marks its highest finish in the overall sports standings since 1997. Overall, 6 Hawkeye head coaches earned Big Ten Coach of the Year honors. 6 Hawkeyes were named Conference Player or Athlete of the Year, and 3 Hawkeyes earned Freshman of the Year honors. 16 of Iowa's 24 sports programs advanced to the postseason competition. With your Radio on the Go sports update, I'm Jeff Ramin.